Hallelujah. You see, this is not a funeral service. It is living people coming to worship a living God. So whenever you come into God's presence, the first thing you must bring is your praise. Your sacrifice that you can give to God is your praise and thanksgiving. Why do I say it's a sacrifice? In this difficult world, which will always be difficult, it's not easy to have praises flowing out of you. You are bombarded from left, from right, from top, from down. But when you come to church, it's a time for you to give praise that those bombardments did not kill you. You are still alive to come to his presence. So we give thanks to God. God is always there. The problem is we. God is there. The problem is man. Man wants to live in a certain realm. And as much as you live in that realm, there are certain realm you can't see God. There are certain realm you can see him. So once you make a way for your spirit to get to those realm, you begin to feel God, you begin to see God, you begin to see things happening in your life. So the church is, we create such an atmosphere to enable you to get to that realm. I have been talking about faith and the presence of God that we felt. Simply is done by faith. How many of you saw God standing here? How many of you heard God speaking? My children, I am here to bless you. You believed. And the problem or what is very important is that we believe before we see. Some want to see before they believe. Of course, God gives a sign, but he might not give everybody a sign. The normal way is people who believe before they see. It is only 1/11 that wanted to see before they believe. You know, Thomas. Thomas said, unless I see, because they all saw the man being crucified. And he knows that if Romans kill you, if you are killed by the Romans, and they certify that you are dead, put you in the mortuary. Nothing can bring you back. And the third day, they said the guy is walking. Even if he didn't die, the spear, the beating, the nails, the beating alone, when they beat you today, you don't feel the pain today. 78 hours. But 48 to 72 hours, that's where you feel the pain. And they said, now the guy has come. So brethren, we can create an atmosphere for God's presence to be there. One of the ways to create an atmosphere is prayer. Say prayer.
Prayer.
Say prayer.
Prayer.
You realize that for over so many hundreds of years before Jesus was born, there was a silent period. God was not speaking. Nothing was happening. no angel was appearing, then the children of God, whenever things like that, everything seems to be normal for very long time, what we do is that we set up rules and laws to govern us. So we enter into, you come to church, pray, sing, preach, go home. And they give, you give offering, benediction, you go home. And it continues to happen like that, it becomes routine. So serving the Lord becomes a routine. You get up, put up your dress, come. Move, and you don't see anything. I think that, and I feel, and I believe that, that is not the purpose for God. God wants to meet his people anytime they come. He wants to meet his people. So at a point, something started, and I believe that real prayer started. There were two people. One was assured that he will never die until, and the other one maybe was stirred up. So every time she was in the church or wherever she is, praying not this ritualistic prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You recited it in school. So you come and we recite it and go. You recite and go. And it become a recitation. No. She came and had a topic. The topic was revealed by God himself. So she spent all her time. And this is a woman who had a calamity. You know what happened? What happened to her? Her husband died as a young woman. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and have lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was what? So 7 years, in her 20, around 20 years, her husband died. She didn't curse God. Say, hey, prophet, what's he mean, worried you, man? That's not, I'm not telling you that. Who, and this man was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but serve God with fasting and what? And prayers night and day. Say, my husband is dead. I'm going to spend all my time now serving him. I didn't say, this is your calling. Sometimes when calamities happen, people throw in the towel and say, that is my end. No. You can make good use of whatever situation you fall in. This looked like bad news. This looked like a punishment for this young girl. But it was also a blessing to the world. Sometimes you may even lose everything that you have. Don't go and hang yourself. There is a ministry for you. There is something great for you. I have a problem the way people define prosperity. Prosperity is not driving in plush cars, having fat bank account, wearing the best dress. No! I'm not prospered. Prosperity is fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. And when it happened like that, there is satisfaction in your heart. You might not have enough, but you are satisfied. Some might have enough, but they are like hell. They never get satisfied. You see people, they have cars, they have this, they have everything, they have houses, they have everything, but they are not happy. Is it someone? He has everything. When he's walking, he's afraid. He forgets to lock his door. That day, he can't understand. But some of you don't lock your doors. You come out to pay me, kwaba. Because if we don't understand this, it will corrupt us. But you think that by getting this, I'll be satisfied. I like the Tegu sisters, their song. Say, me wo ye swa, me wa zinina. Oh yes, if I get all the things in this world and I lose Jesus Christ, having Christ. The Bible says that Christ in me. Christ in me. Is what? Is what? Is what? What is hope? And what is glory? If there's any glory you hope for the future, for your life, then that hope is when Christ is in you. Without Christ, we are nothing. Anna spent her time at church praying. She wasn't even praying for herself. She was praying for the consolation of Israel. Because Israel was going through, they were under the rules of the Romans, and it's going through now in Christmas where peace is supposed to be. Now war is happening. So they never had that peace, and she was crying to God. God, he didn't condemn, this is our leaders, look at what they are bringing. Oh, this is our friends. This is our... No. He prayed. I didn't say, don't talk. But Anna prayed for Israel. Because something must happen. The one that should come and deliver Israel must come. But the heavens must open. Things must be prepared. She continued praying. And that prayer opened that other realm, which I'm talking about. The spiritual realm, the realm where God is, it opened that realm. So angels have to visit this earth. And then one day this priest went and was, this pastor, he entered, the Lord fell on him. They voted and he won. His group won. And he was chosen as to, and that should go and minister. While he was there, God knows how to plant things. God changed the way we used to go back, 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 and come back. They found that the guy have delayed because it dealt with time, like how we organize our services. Prayer time, 50 minutes. Worship, 30 minutes. Announcement, 5 minutes. Preaching, 1 hour. Preaching and ministration. Then benediction. So there's time down. So they were expecting that time. And when the time ended, the man hadn't come out. When you go there and you don't come out at a certain time, either you are dead. But the deaf, when you are dead, they won't hear anything. But there are bells that are round and that are still making it. They know the guy is not dead. And he was there. And strangely, when he came out, the people realized that this is not an ordinary service. Something might have, they realized that this man, no. It couldn't be ordinary. And the people did what? Waited for Zechariah and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. They marveled that, look, we don't do things like that. God, Nyamina na kase wayan se, wayan se, wayan se, wayan se. Ebanse na wu Zechariah. Awa hako beyond that. So the angel was a fante. He lingered. And when he came out, but when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they what? They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. Because this thing can't happen like that. They perceive that since our fathers came, we have never seen somebody lingering longer like that and coming out speechless. If it's today, you know how we tell him? Like I said, when you have stroke, his speech has been impaired. Something has happened, so he can't speak. They perceive, and he beckoned unto them, and he went back home. For angel, somebody had prayed and released, joined the physical well to the spiritual well. So angels were now released to be able to. Hannah was praying. It wasn't Hannah who saw the angel. It was the priest. Sometimes it is your prayer that makes me preach better. You see, men of God, some men are going to make a giant. Or me a giant to be here. It is the preparation of the men, of the people, that make God release his blessing. So anytime you are coming to church, prepare, then I'll preach well. The angels then started, then this earth started having visitors from the other world. The very angel went there to Mary because the ground has been prepared. and your ground is prepared now. For me, Christmas is that the ground has been prepared. Now, something great was going to happen on this earth. What has never happened? It's likened to be the day God created Adam and Eve. The second Adam. The first Adam and the last Adam. The entire world and creation were waiting, have been waiting for this. Because they've been groaning. Since Adam fell, the sea was crying, the trees crying, men crying, everything crying. And hell have opened its mouth for men and women. Someone is coming to close the mouth of hell. And that day, he left that old woman as she continued to pray. And she didn't know when God is going to answer the prayer. She was about 84. 84, you prayed when you were 20 something. 84, when will the answer come? Sometimes you are praying and as if time is not on your side. It looked like, hey, days are coming to an end. But the God has not fulfilled what he said to her. It looked like God has spoken to you and you pray, you've done everything. Age is passing. You saw yourself and your children and your family when you were praying at the age of 20 and at 40 you have no husband. Age is getting on you. At 45, no man came to smile to you. You know, the older you grow, the people that approach you are all married. Anyone who has been married by that time has a problem. What the 50? Umwariye. Adintra. I told her, if an old man tells you, I have never married before, and he wants to marry you as a young girl, ask why. If you married and your wife died, that's a different thing. But umwariye da. Is it because you take the women and beat them and they run away? They don't marry you. So you pray all your classmates, your age group, memano, omawari, didn't have grandchildren. And God has promised you. Has God lied? Hannah did not stop praying. She kept on praying. Praying. Until one morning, God said, go to the temple. What you've been praying for have manifested. Zachariah had a time. He was dumb. People, he didn't know what to do. But the same angel left Zachariah. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. That city, prophets don't come from that place. The city is like my village. No big man has come from that place. The biggest, the greatest person that came from that place is an MP. Nazareth. Appeared to this young girl. He didn't ask God, I want a child. He didn't ask God, I want it. Somebody asked God, God delayed. The one who didn't ask God, God said, I'm going to give it to you. The angel appeared to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. Tell somebody you're highly favored. Say, highly favored. See, what we need is favor. Once you have favor, wherever you enter, doors open. You need favor at your workplace. know, sometimes you look at somebody and you don't know why, but you want to do the person something. You like the person, you don't know him. There are some people too. Even when they talk, you are angry. He's not your friend. You don't know him anywhere. He's not even talking to you. He's talking to another person. We need favor. He said, God has favored you. Anytime God favors you, he looks among all people. When blessing is coming, favor attracts blessings. Blessings cannot come to a place and bypass a favored one. God favored that young girl. She didn't have the qualification to become the mother of the Lord. In fact, she wasn't qualified. If it was God was coming, she would come to a prophet's wife's house. But God bypassed everyone and went to a small girl, a young girl who doesn't like trouble. And she just appeared. It just appeared. And the greeting was, "Hey, Mary." Say, God has favored you. Tell somebody you need favor of God. In Christmas, what you need is God's favor. Look, when God favors you, in fact, whatever you do, it will prosper in your hand. Even when they put you in a rocky place, what people call a place of rock, oil is going to come out of that rock. When God favors you, all the world will turn their eyes and their face towards you. What we need is a favored nation and a favored people. I pray that God will favor you. In fact, what is called a curse is the absence of favor. When favor is taken away, you are like a cursed person. Anybody who sees you want to stone you. That was actually what was taken out of Cain. He never received the favor. Abel received the favor. And he was angry. He killed Abel, so God took the rest of the little favor upon him. He said, "Hey, God, if somebody finds me, he will kill me. Because your favor is not on me, people will do me harm." The guy is very bold, Paul, to negotiate with God. And God is a good God. "Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face." You see what he said? Whenever God's favor is upon you, his face is looking at you. God is watching you. If somebody's going coming around and say, "Hey, have you considered this one? Kwaha, 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 fasikan kwaha, fasikan kwaha, manajumano, manai." I told you there was a man, a young guy who was going for an interview. The school he went was not a good school. No, sometimes they ask you, "Which school did you attend?" And you know, if you ask me, "Which school did you attend?" And the person takes more than 5 minutes to answer, it means that don't pursue the question. Sometimes they pretend and say they didn't hear. Leave them. But if you went to Semiko Presek, Miko Achimota, Miko Hin, hey, you see the Holy Child from Dokene, Holy Child. I went to St. Rose's, you see, the ladies I mentioned, St. Peter's, or Wesley Girls, Omo, hey, share. Omo, Harris, no cry different. But if you went to, have you ever heard me mentioning my school name here? Have you ever heard me mentioning the name of my school in my preaching before? chese mango school papa. Sometimes I hear some preacher, oh, when I was in Lagos, when I was here, when I was in this school, when I was in this school, and we're doing this testimonies, you know, school mungwa. It's not because of the testimony. No person who said, "Okosa school." They all went to the school, part of the school I went. And it was an interview. And he went and met some people there. And those people, they were very, some of them were very fluent in English. Then this one said, "Oh, okay, school is the way say, Mikoha, Wese Mikoha, Wese Mikoha, Wese Mikoha." And the guy failed himself in advance. If I am going to face these people, going to answer the same question with this who went to this school. I won't. But he went with prayer and favor. He said, when he even entered the room, and you know, sometimes they interview the help. Because even those who are interviewing you, they are from the schools of those people. Umeti bianka. Usku meti ni usku, usku nipa ni ho. They ask, which school did you come from? By the time you mentioned, somebody said, ah, this guy, Christ come. The people went, said they went, you go and they keep long, this will go, keep long, this will say, you see, hey, what question are they answering? He went in, and they asked him one question, and he answered it. The chairman put his head down. He said, my failure agree. And the rest were looking. He said, it's okay, go. He said, Ajay. Not knowing that that was the quality they were looking for. And all the rest were talkatives. So he thought. They said, you will hear from us. So he went. And one of them, when he left, one of them came out. And the guy, he said he was demoralized. After coming, he just condemned himself, I'm hopeless. I think one of them came out and said, well done. Because the chairman said, thank you, well done. And he didn't believe the chairman's word. He said, you did very well. Oh, you are like, go, you hear. So he whispered, and you take it. So he told the man, no, sometimes people want to encourage you when you don't do well. And truly, he was the one that got the position. Because he went with divine favor. So the divine favor brings the right question and gives the right answer to touch the right people. And he did very well. Because they were looking for something. And all those who came were just bragging and talking. But he hit at the right point. There were certain points they wanted. And he hit at all of them correctly. He said, we don't need to. Because you've explained everything. We didn't need to ask any question. We understood what he said. Divine favor. Those who went, some and some, when they sat down, they crossed, they know how to cross their legs. The guy couldn't cross his leg. Mary, angel appeared to her, said, you give birth. God has highly favored you. And when God favors you, he will be with you. And when God is with you, he will bless you. He said, God has highly favored you. One. And what again? The Lord is with you. Every favored person has the Lord with him. Not only having the Lord with him, but also what? You are blessed. Blessing simply means whatever you want to do, God enable you. to do and get the result. If you are a farmer and God blesses you and you put your seed in the soil, He enables you to put the seed and the seed will come out and grow and bear the fruit beyond your imagination. You can be blessed to marry. He enables you to have a good marriage. Got marriage and your school. Hey, president's marriage can fail. Pastor's marriage can fail. Professors. I say, this guy have learned, this guy have known this. They know everything. How? Why is your marriage failing? And you see a simple man and his wife. No money, no car, no bicycle. When they are coming to church, they are smiling and laughing and holding their hands. And those in the cars, when they are coming, you will fight in the car when you get to the gate. The only place you stop fighting is when you are entering the church. Then you put out nice face before the Lord. And the Lord who saw you in the car. Say, is that the person who was screaming at his wife in that car and now lifting his hands? Lord, I want to love you more. Oh, boy. So, no matter what position you are, we need God's favor. Even to cover our marriages, to cover our children, to cover whatever. You know, these days, things are very tough. Our children, we need favor. Because what you don't train them, they will be trained. These days, what they will learn, we don't know it. You just give the child a phone. He goes through the whole world. Learn all cultures, all philosophies, everything. And you say he doesn't know. Ha! Even the old ones, we. Sometimes when we buy any gadget in the house, who fixes for us? The children! You take the time, you don't know where to start. You call the child. 8 years, he comes, pa, 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 and put the thing on. I didn't go ahead then. So sometimes their knowledge in some areas is even better than our knowledge. So we need favor. And Christmas means God is giving us favor. Amen. We're going to have Christmas. It's not fowls. So no matter whatever you have, it's Christ. And you don't need money to buy Christ. You need faith to take Him inside. I pray that this Christmas will be a great Christmas for you. Amen. I started with satisfaction. May you be satisfied. Amen. In this Christmas. May your need be met. You know, our needs are different. Different needs. Some of you, you'll never get hungry in life. And that's not your problem. You have enough to buy food and clothes. But you don't have health. You're afraid. Next year, will I be able to survive? That is your need. Your need is divine health. Another person's need is food, which you have. The one that have divine health might not have the food. The one that have the food might not have the divine health. So while somebody is praying for food, praying for food, praying for car, somebody is praying, oh God, I'm walking too much. I have a lot of energy to burn. And you walk and walk up to the table, say, Pastor, yeah, bro, ya nante sa. Oh, da benen se benyaka dem. I say, in the morning, go out. You see some people, they are trying to run. And they can't run. And they actually pay money to a gym just for him to say, down. Up. Up. And this thing, you can easily do it and switch and make like this and make all this. And you won't thank God for that. Hey, and somebody gets up. There's no day the person have not felt pain in life. Some people are on painkillers 24 hours. You have never taken a painkiller before. Sometimes things God will do for us, we don't see it. Do you want a car? Somebody buys a car in your eyes. You wish. Sometimes even church, when people dress and they come in, and somebody sees that somebody is dressed, yeah, let this guy, woman fall down. Just because you couldn't buy some. It's just dress. I always say that there's nothing so important than you, your body. A body have God given you. When you have peace in your body, you have strength in your body, every morning when you get up, say, thank you. So we need to pray, continue to pray. And we need to continue to appreciate what God has done for us. Christmas means appreciating, seeing what God has done for us. For me, I don't want to complain. I will be a liar if I say things are fine. But I am looking to God. I have never put our faith, and God have never asked us to put our faith in another person. He's never said we should put our faith in a system. He even never said we should put our faith in governments. For all of those systems are governed by men. And men, we are fallible. Even not in a church. Don't put your faith in a church. For the pastor and the elders are fallible. Your faith should be in Jehovah God. He will never fail you. He will never leave you. God bless you.